Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Monday was St. Patrick's Day, and I was delighted to see the Feast of St. Patrick was properly honored on the front page of the Times Standard the following morning. On that same Monday, I presided at a funeral of a dear parishioner who was very proud to be born on St. Patrick's Day, even though she was not Irish. Yes, her Memorial Day was held on her birthday, both of which fell on St. Patrick's Day, adding both solemnity and levity to the celebration of her life. After all, there's no humor quite like Irish humor, perhaps because there was no saint quite like St. Patrick. Legends has embellished St. Patrick's story, but what we do know is this. Patrick was born in Roman Britain. Calpurnius, his father, was a deacon, his grandfather a priest. But Patrick was not particularly religious. According to The Confession, his chief work and autobiography, at the age of 16, Patrick was captured by a group of Irish pirates. The raiders brought Patrick to Ireland, where he was enslaved and held captive for 6 years. That time he spent in captivity was critical to his spiritual development. He explains that the Lord had mercy on his youth and ignorance, thank goodness, and afforded him the opportunity to be forgiven of his sins. While in captivity, St. Patrick worked as a shepherd and strengthened his relationship with God through prayer, eventually leading him to convert to Christianity. After 6 years of captivity, he heard a voice telling him that he would soon go home and that his ship was ready. Fleeing his master, he traveled to a port 200 miles away, where he found a ship and with difficulty persuaded the captain to take him. After 3 days sailing, they landed, presumably in Britain, and apparently all left the ship, walking for 28 days in a wilderness, becoming faint from hunger before encountering a herd of wild boar, which they killed and ate. Now, since this was shortly after Patrick had urged them to put their faith in God, his prestige in the group was greatly increased. After various adventures, he returned home to his family in his early 20s. Patrick continued to study Christianity. Then a momentous message. Patrick had a vision a few years later. I saw a man coming, as it were, from Ireland. His name was Victorisus, and he carried many letters and gave me one of them. I read the heading, The Voice of the Irish. As I began the letter, I imagined in that moment that I heard the voice of these very people who were beside the Western Sea, and they cried out as with one voice, We appeal to you, holy servant boy, to come and walk among us. Acting on the vision, Patrick returned to Ireland as a Christian missionary. His life as a missionary was not easy, neither could it have been easy to go across the sea and preach good news and forgiveness to people who were former captors and tormentors. But this Patrick did, preaching to thousands and baptizing many into the Christian faith. So while we celebrated St. Patrick's Day with corned beef, cabbage, shamrocks, and a shot of whiskey, we should remember the story of Ireland's patron saint and be inspired by the good that can come from forgiving one's enemies and praying for your persecutors. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.